Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
I want to go straight to David because our streets, and we were only talking about it last week with the Minister for Justice, and she didn't seem to have answers for us. And we still couldn't find out from her why we only got one guard from a whole class out of Templemore, and why, even though the GRA local executive here says that we're 120 guards short, 120 guards short on any one shift. Bear that figure in mind. According to the Garda Representative Association, we are 120 guards short on any one shift in our city. So is it any wonder stuff is going on? David, your daughter has had a rough old weekend, but she came across something, I think, on Saturday. Was it? Good morning.
Hi, PJ. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah. We just went to Cork on Saturday to get some stuff. And sorry about my voice. No, I've been singing.
Fire away,
again,
you're so grand.
We were in Merchants Quay. And we came out of Merchants Quay when we were taking a right by the bus station. And there was a lot of people fighting, you know. And obviously we got stuck in traffic. But they were fighting. And as they came towards, they were kind of against my car. Then one of them had a knife, you know. Okay. Attacking the other fellow with a knife. And I couldn't believe it. Like, I mean, I've been in Cork gigging for years, late at night and all that, but I've never seen anything like that. So,
what time of day was this, Dave?
Half past two in the day. I couldn't believe it, yeah, 2:30 in the day. And so I tried to ring the guard station then, but there was no answer, so a waste of time. But I was only trying to ring him to tell him the description of the guy so they could come down maybe and take the knife off him, you know?
Yeah.
But there was nothing I could do. No, I know they were busy. There was a march on at the same time. And the Palestinian march was on, so there was a lot going on at the time. But at the same time, it was just, we tried about three times to get through, couldn't get through.
And what station were you ringing? Were you ringing 999 or what were you doing?
No, I tried endlessly and station. I actually got my daughter to Google. I just said, Google the Garda station and just ring and I'd speak to them. But she couldn't get through, you know.
Yeah. How old is your daughter?
She's nine, like, you know.
So yeah. How did she react to what she saw?
She got a fright. As I said, we only went up because I wanted to get some strings for my guitar.
Yeah.
She said to me, Dad, I'm not going with you anymore for strings. So I said, that's all right, love.
That's a nice roundabout way of saying I was terrified, isn't it?
Terrified, yeah. No, it was terrible, yeah. But, like, I mean, I know the city's bad. I mean, I was there yesterday, and it was lovely, a lovely buzz around the city, and the sun was shining and everything. But it's been taken over at the moment by, you know, these people.
Go on, who?
Well, I mean, whatever they're taking, I don't know what drugs they're on, but it's like as if they're zombies, you know?
Yeah.
And it's frightening, because and at the end of the day, these are all human beings, you know, they're not. But there needs to be something happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they are human beings and they've got an illness, and their illness, unfortunately, is out of control and leads them to do things
out of
that
control.
They don't. But at the same time, 2:30 in the day, a fella's running around town with knives in their hands. Like, come on.
It's disgraceful. And, I could hear them roaring and shouting, screaming the whole time, and I was going, oh, God. But I didn't think, you know.
Mm. And how many was it? Men? Was it men and women? What was it?
There was a girl, actually. I think she was kind of causing the most of it. She really, really was, you know. And then maybe her boyfriend or something, I don't know, and they were attacking some other guy. No, he wasn't innocent either. He was causing trouble too, but,
right.
When I see the knife come up, but right up against my car, so I was stuck in traffic, so they were against the car, and then for trying to stick a knife at him.
Oh, hang on, you were moving?
I was stuck in traffic. Say, if you come out of Merchant's Quay and you're going right.
Yeah.
I was kind of going right there, and the traffic had me stopped, you know?
Right.
So I couldn't go anywhere.
So broke out into the street, like, into the traffic?
The street, out of the bus station, into the street, yeah, and up against my car.
Holy moly.
I was going to, and when I could move, I just drove on, you know? But, it was just, I couldn't believe it. As I said, all the years going up there late at night gigging and all, yeah. I've never seen anything like that. Yeah. Yeah, it's a different place now.
I noticed that a few weeks ago, someone messaged us here to say that half the seats in the bus station were cordoned off, roped off, like they had been during COVID. And I was saying, why? Why would that be? And one theory I was given was that they don't want people congregating in the bus station because trouble was starting. So
that area there seems to be the worst, you know. Really around there, all that area seems to be, every time you go around there, it seems to be some sort of problem.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you look at Caroline, I know it's not a million miles away, it's only, 100 yards away. Look at Caroline Street last weekend. It was like something out of a Netflix film.
I know, terrible. But, I know from years being up there that fights are always going to happen. You're always going to have, no matter where you go, with punches and fights and
talking.
Can't avoid that.
No.
But when you see these guys running around with knives, and they're so out of their mind, they don't know what to do, and it's time for something to happen. Like you say,
you're touring with your music for how long around town? And
20 years,
and I was gigging for 20 years before you around town.
Yeah.
And there were plenty of things I saw at 2:30 in the morning and plenty of places I wouldn't go at 3:00 in the morning. But the thought of people running around the streets with knives at 2:30 in the afternoon, that's a different planet, lad. Yeah. That's a different
planet. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. And I would never have said, that it wouldn't be safe to go. I've often heard people going, I wouldn't go up there, it's dangerous. And I would have always defended it, said, it's not, you know.
Mm.
But after that, no, I can't really defend it anymore.
Yeah. There was a couple of different assaults. Yeah, the press were saying that they responded to reports of an assault on Liberty Street last evening, Sunday. One man required medical attention at CUH. Investigations are ongoing. There was another assault at property on Poldof Road Saturday afternoon. Matters before the courts, so we can't say a whole pile about that. And there were a total of 3 assaults in the city over the weekend. Our city has gone very, very... And when I had the Minister for Justice sitting here with me last week, asking over and over again why, when the GRA says there's 120 guards short per shift, I get told, that's down to the commissioner. Sorry now, come on.
Yeah, passing the book. But every bench you pass in Cork, at the moment, there's some guy sitting there with a can, shouting and roaring at people, That would be a start.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Then just try and get rid of that.
Yeah.
You know?
You mean over by Electric, is this? The bench is over there. And
everywhere,
the bridge.
Everywhere you pass, especially around there, I was there yesterday, and I didn't see any problems yesterday, but I just saw that everybody was drinking, roaring and shouting at people. And, it's just... become, it's just become, and I don't have the answers. I don't know how you could fix it, but just something needs to be done anyway.
Well, a few visible guards might start, might be a start. Do you know, a few visible guards might be a start. I mean, I don't know where we are in terms of age difference, you and me, but I can remember being around town as a young fella, and you wouldn't go 5 minutes without seeing a guard just walking up and down.
Oh, yeah,
as
walking
if
around.
Yeah, just strolling around.
Yeah, but it's, no, it's a different place now, but I would just keep the eyes in the back of your head up there at the moment anyway until things get sorted out a bit.
All right, fella. David, look after yourself. Go rest that voice.
Thanks, PJ. Well,
cheers, bye. And my regards to your daughter, 9 years of age, and she says, Dad, I'm not going to town to buy strings with you anymore. That's a 9-year-old's way of saying, Dad, what the hell went on? I was 2:30 in the day. This fight breaks out into the street where he's sitting in traffic. There's a knife flying around, nearly bounced off the side of his car. In the middle of the day, on a Saturday afternoon, outside our bus station. That's the kind of thing that happens, really, when there's 120 guards per shift short. Oh, God, I'm going to have great fun with all the politicians here. With that statistic, there were 120 guards short on any one shift. Now, Friday, we were talking all about road safety. It was go slow day. There was quite a few arrests. There was two. Cork Bureau, I was reading this on Saturday morning. There was two particular lunatics lifted around Cork doing about double the speed limit. I can't quite remember where now. I might pull it out in a minute. But Willie, you're down in Bantry.
I was. No, just before I get in there, I like a guard. Who would be a guard now, PJ? Would you, if you had a son, would you recommend him to join the guards?
Funny that you should say that. Funny that you should say that. I must go and find something that Paddy Harrington said to me about that. But go on anyway.
Now, no, look, that guard above that gave the bike took 3 years to sort that out. It's suspended for 3 years.
Oh, that nonsense.
I mean, that's treating him like dirt.
You're right.
I mean, God, they're being treated. I mean, quite
an act of kindness to a local pensioner, and he ends up suspended for 3 years.
Yeah, for God's sake. If I had a son, I wouldn't be recommending him to join the guards. No way. I mean, it's pure ridiculous. And I mean, actually, I mean, the man in charge, he's brought down some of the Northern Ireland, I'd rather say, attitude, I think, which isn't helping either.
Yeah, well, I mean, I had his boss in the studio here last week, and let's not put a tooth in it here. The Minister for Justice is the Commissioner's boss.
Yeah.
Or supposed to be, at least. And look, I've nothing against Helen McEntee on a personal level, thought, and the interview is up on podcast if anybody wants to listen to it. I thought she was trying to give me statistics here for 30 minutes, and I'm giving people lived experience, you know?
Yeah, but sure, that's what all the politicians are doing at the moment, and you get all this trap. Oh, it's a challenge. Everything is a challenge, but they're not able for the challenge. You know, it's pathetic. I'm around over 80 years, and I tell you, I had less confidence now than I ever had in my life. We had recessions, and we got through them, but this government, there's money there, but they just don't seem to be able to do it. Their interest is staying in power.
We are a very wealthy country. Yeah. We are a very successful nation. We are at full employment. Yeah. We have got a massive... See the figures at the weekend? We've got massive money. We've made an absolute fortune in 2023 in terms of tax take. Yeah. There's plenty money for guards. There's plenty money for
the
guards.
The government have no control over anything. They're just leaving. But anyhow.
You were talking about the buses and the checkpoints and the roads.
I travelled from Glanmire to Bantry, and then I got a connection from the bus from Kilcrohan, goes down to Castletown Bear and onto Jersey Sound.
Lovely drive.
And into Alahees. It was a beautiful day. I'm from Bantry originally. It was fantastic. But anyhow, I came back again, and I came back to Bantry, and then I went out on the same bus out to Kilcrohan and back into Bantry and then back to Cork, approximately 12-hour day. And the first guard of car I saw was at the roundabout there at CUH, and we were coming back in at 8 o'clock that night. That was just going around the roundabout one side, and we were going around the other side of the roundabout. I never saw a guard or a checkpoint and all that 12 hours.
Yeah. Now, they were out and they did lift people, and as I said, I read on Corpio Saturday morning, they found quite a few.
They're not there, and I tell you, I'm not surprised that people haven't joined the guards. You want to be a brave man, you have to do it, quite honest.
I'm going to try and find that clip, actually, of Padraig Harrington and ask him what he would do.
Yeah.
Willie, thanks for your call, appreciate it. The first time you saw a checkpoint, it was 8 o'clock in Wilton. Yeah, there was a few around, but not as many as we were told, to be truthful about it. Thanks, Willie. 0818 96 96 96. Yeah, that was a clip I had for the minister. I never got to play it during the week, of what Padraig Harrington said he would advise his own children. He's 25 years nearly in the Guards. His own children. Would he recommend that they join the force? Thanks, Willie.
Cork's 96 FM.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.